Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. You know that I have been involved in exposing what's going on in these public health offices for many, many years. And just for the record, YouTube requires me to state that anything that comes from the WHO or the CDC or the FDA, we take as the truth. So let's just get that on the table right from the get-go. And then I'm going to be sharing with you the San Diego County Department of Health, and I'm going to show you how they are stating what you should do if you live in that county. And if you don't, it's probably the same. And I would challenge you to look up your own county public health office and see what they are saying about all of these respiratory diseases. There are a lot of shenanigans going on there. And the question that I've gotten is, Peggy, should I sue the County Department of Health for violating my rights? I'm going to tell you all about that. My opinion, I've been involved in this legal action for some time. I just did a video yesterday bringing you an update to my lawsuit. And then last week, I talked about the legal action that I took against my own city and how it wasn't a lawsuit, but it was a type of legal education and legal action. I'll just put it that way. And I will let you know what I recommend. So grateful to have you on board. Let me know if you were discriminated against by your health department, like I was, or by any type of public accommodation, like a gas station, a grocery store, a restaurant, a movie theater, a nail salon, a hair salon. You know, there are so many places that violated our rights over these last few years. And I want to educate people as to their rights and how to defend them. Before I do that, let's hop on over to the sponsor of today's show. And this is over at dermal1.com/Peggy. I've been telling you about this. I hope that you're going to watch the free video. I will have a link for you in the description box below, because it is all for those of you that would like to look as young as you feel. And the information I have for you is all about that, because looking younger was once thought to be a luxury for the women that had access to the costly professional treatments. And basically, it was the rich and famous who stayed ageless while the rest of us just went along with the signs of natural aging. There's nothing wrong with that if that's your choice, but some of you have asked me how you can look as good as you feel. So there is a game-changing discovery that is finally leveling the playing field so that more and more women are learning to fight back against their body's so-called aging switch. So again, the experts are finding that there is a molecule that is responsible for the appearance of these signs of aging. And if you want to find out how to fight back, this surgeon here from California has found out exactly what to do. And you can find out about it as well. So if you go and watch the video over at dermal1.com/Peggy, you'll find out about this groundbreaking discovery. And you can address your body's production of DHT, and you can do this at home. The good news is the sneaky trick that he discovered is you can do this without any professional treatments, without any expensive creams, and without any lifestyle changes. So this is a do-it-yourself tutorial. It's been viewed many, many times, shared and tested by thousands of women worldwide. And for the most part, their results are quite extraordinary. So again, dermal1.com/Peggy, and you'll find out how women are noticing firmer feeling skin, fewer visible wrinkles, thicker looking hair, and increased energy as well. I'm all about that. So of course, everybody's body reacts differently and your results may depend on a variety of factors, but check it out for yourself. And this is a science-backed shortcut that is certainly worth trying at home. dermal1.com/Peggy, and I will have a link for you in the description box below. Of course, the FDA has not evaluated any of these statements, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease. All individuals are unique. As such, your results may vary. So check it out and see if it's a good fit for you. Friends, you know how I feel about public health. Yeah, no, there's only something called individual health. It never made sense to me that somebody else would be responsible for my health. Now, having said that, it's great because certain people will go to personal trainers or nutritional therapists, they'll go to a dietitian, and certainly we can get advice, support, encouragement from people that are trained in these areas. But Your doctor is not responsible for your health. The government is certainly not responsible for your health. Only you are responsible for your health. Now, the whole concept of public health arises from the theory, repeat after me, from the theory of contagion. Yes, contagious diseases are a theory, okay? And it is the prevailing theory, just like other theories that are peddled out there, and many of them I don't buy. But the fact is that every county and every state and certain cities have their own government-run health agency. And so let me take you on over, and I'm going to show you what they're peddling over at the San Diego County Public Health Department, and your state has one as well. So I find this very interesting because it says, if you are sick, these are steps to take. Now, follow along with me and see if you can read between the lies, as I like to say it. And imagine that you are someone who believes in what the government is telling you, that you rely on the government to be responsible for your health, and you want to follow exactly what the government says. Take a look at this, and you tell me whether someone might construe this to be a law, a mandate, which we know are not laws, a protocol, a strategy, advice. It simply says steps to take when sick with a respiratory virus. If you have or are likely to have a respiratory infection, like cooties, the flu, RSV, take steps to protect yourself and others. So it tells you stay home and away from others, including people you live with who are not sick. Monitor your symptoms. Oh, I thought we didn't have symptoms. Suddenly we have symptoms. I thought that me, the healthy American, which is why I have the name of my channel, the healthy American, I thought that since I had no symptoms, that I was still contagious. That's what you told me at the job. That's what you told me at the swimming pool, which was outdoor. That's what you told me at Costco and the smoothie shop and the gym and everywhere else. You said that I could be the silent assassin killing people with my breath because I was sick and I didn't know it because I didn't have symptoms. Well, now they're all about symptoms, aren't they? Well, and then you go back to your normal activities when your symptoms are getting better overall. And then it says, when going back to normal activities, take added steps for safety over the next 5 days. So you wear the high quality suffocation device when you're around others. Open windows to improve airflow. I'm just going to let that hang for a moment. Restrict your airflow and then open windows to improve the airflow because it makes perfect sense. And as I said, everything that the Department of Health says, YouTube reminds me that I have to agree with. So then you keep your distance and you practice good hygiene, blah, blah, blah. All right. What I'm getting at here is nowhere does it say that this is a mandatory, these are mandatory actions that you are required to take under penalty of law by the health department. But they also don't say these are our suggestions or these are recommended actions. So I believe that they are trying to hoodwink, bamboozle, and dupe the general public into thinking that they have to follow what the health department says. Many of you were discriminated against because your employer was following what the health department said, because your child's school was following what the health department said, because your gym was following what the health department said. Everyone kicked the can down the road, and all of the blame was pointed at the health department. So one of my healthy Americans said, Peggy, I was discriminated against by the San Diego Department of Health and I want to sue them. What do you think? You tell me in a comment what you think I think and what you think this individual should do. It's very, very expensive to sue the government. The government has endless resources to fight back. I don't know that you have endless resources to fight back. I don't know how deep your pockets are. I don't know how strong of a stomach you have to fight these serpents. I don't know how much time you have to go to court, how much energy you want to spend of your precious life energy toward writing these lawsuits, responding to them, going to court, and then basically being, oh, I'm not going to put it that way. They're going to spin you around. Yeah, I'll put it that way. And then at the end of the day, because they're so corrupt, your case is dismissed because it's moot, because there is no emergency. So that's one way of going. But there is another way of going that doesn't cost you anything financially, although it does involve some time and research. And that is to put the Board of Health on notice. And you do so in writing. And I've got so many samples over at my website, which is thehealthyamerican.org. Repeat after me, everybody. It's not .com. I think somebody bought thehealthyamerican.com and it used to point to like a manufacturing company for these devices. I thought that was pretty clever. But it is thehealthyamerican.org. And I've got plenty of resources for you there. When you click on free resources or free documents, and you'll see the letters that I've written to the health department. Now, you're going to say, Peggy, that's not going to do anything. Well, I disagree. Number one, you are taking action. And whether or not your action has the results that you desire, at least you are doing something. You can stand in dignity and respect and in victory, knowing that you didn't just sit by and not do anything. So that's number one. Number two, you are educating someone along the way. Ideally, someone is going to read your email. And even if they don't, at least you got all of your thoughts organized so you can have these discussions with others and let them know that the health department has zero authority over your health choices. They can have all sorts of smoking cessation programs, and you have the right to smoke, but I promise you the government will probably try to take that away as well. You have a right to eat junk food and go to all the fast food restaurants, and they probably will not take that away because they want people to be as sick as possible because they're easier to control. And of course, it feeds the mainstream medical merry-go-round by keeping you a patient for life. Yes. So that you have a right of no consent to these recommendations from these health agencies. So I think it's important to put them on notice and to put in writing exactly how your rights were violated. I think that's very important. So that is something that you can do. And you can follow up with them, letting them know exactly how your rights were violated. And I would continue to write to them, requesting and requiring that they respond to you. Now, ideally, somebody is going to read that, so you are educating them as well. That is a great first step. If you decide that you do want to take legal action against these county agencies, you are required to give them notice, and those written letters would fulfill that requirement of giving notice that you are planning on suing them. Now, you could sue them without an attorney. And I do have on my website how to win in court without an attorney. So if you're interested, you can learn all about the rules of evidence and all about hearings and all about everything else that you need to know. And that will be a good starting point. So if you have the time, if you have the desire, if you have the stomach and you want to go that route, I think that's absolutely fantastic. It's highly unlikely at this point for myself that I am going to invest money hiring attorneys to represent me, taking anyone else to court at this time. I pray for God's direction and protection that I will not be embroiled in any more legal action going forward, but I definitely will continue to expose the corruption, to educate others on their rights, to educate others on the laws that are supposed to protect those rights, and to continue to put these agencies and individuals on notice. So that is something that I plan on doing. I hope that this information has been helpful for you. Let me know if you have been involved in suing the county or suing these agencies and how that is going for you. I have been in contact with another healthy American in Orange County who is also engaged in a lawsuit, and we are going to be connecting, and I will let you know what information I garner from him. He's been doing this for several years as well, and I'm telling you, the county agencies have it's a bottomless pit when it comes to corruption, and their pockets are bottomless when it comes to the resources and the funding. So it literally is David versus Goliath. And in the county of Orange, I have concluded that the courts and the judges are so corrupt that it is very unlikely to get a fair hearing. If you are interested in bringing your cases to federal court, it's possible that you would have a better chance of results. It's not something that I've done personally, but let me know if you are involved in that and we can support each other all along the way as we are marching this all the way to heaven. Thanks for being on board, everybody. Get on that free Substack and I'll see you tomorrow in the next broadcast.